the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 25th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The start of a new school year can bring added stress to families, especially those experiencing poverty.
Community action agencies provide access to a number of relief programs. Jeannie Kraft of the Community Action Program for the Bismarck region reminds families in need of their Backpacks for Kids initiative, where students who qualify are given bags of food to get them through the weekends and holidays during the school year.
It was the idea that kids were not having enough food over the weekends, coming to school on Monday starving and wanting to eat. So the backpack program is actually food items, kid-friendly, something they can make.
This program serves more than 2,000 kids in a 10-county region. Those eligible are identified by school counselors who then request more donations. Meanwhile, offices around the state help with things like rent and utility bills, and if a family qualifies, they can contact their local action agency to apply. I'm Mike Moen.
And from CNN, former President Donald Trump has completed the booking process and been released on bond. Trump agreed to a $200,000 bond and other release conditions, including not using social media to intimidate co-defendants or witnesses in the case. CNN notes the former president covered the cost of the bond by putting 10% toward it, working with a local Atlanta bonding company. Fulton County marks the first case where Trump has been required to pay a cash bail. His odds of being released without a cash bail were slim in Georgia. He already faces three other felony indictments. And experts say the consumer interest in sales of electric vehicles in states like Arizona and across the country are not slowing down.
Arizona is among the top 10 states for EV auto registrations. Year to date, EV sales are up over 50% year over year, which senior policy analyst at Consumer Reports, Chris Hardo, says is impressive considering how much fuel prices have come down. But in Arizona, the average gas price is currently $4.25 per gallon, about 40 cents more than the national average, which may entice Arizona drivers to make the switch. Hardo says interest rates might also turn out to be a factor in sales.
Interest rates have gone up quite a bit, and I think that's going to have an effect on the whole vehicle market, regardless of vehicle type. We're not quite seeing a slowdown quite yet.
Hardo says affordability is top of mind for many people shopping for an electric vehicle. Consumer Reports found 70% of EV sales so far this year have been from just nine models, all of which start under $45,000 when incentives are factored in. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez.
This is Public News Service. Public health advocates are working to ensure Medicaid recipients in the state of Maine continue to have health care coverage now that pandemic area policies have ended.
Extended coverage for children and families began to unwind in spring, requiring people with MaineCare to update their contact information with the state to ensure they retain that coverage or move to a plan through the federal marketplace. Ann Woolison, Executive Director of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare, advises people to be on the lookout for blue envelopes in the mail.
Hopefully that will stand out to them and they can look it over, update any information that might be missing or that has changed and send it back to the department right away.
Woolison says MyMaineConnection.gov is another way to update account information and determine MaineCare eligibility. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
A Gaston County family is demanding fair treatment as teenage twin brothers face attempted first-degree murder charges in adult court.
Black Grove asserts that LaDainian Fuller acted out of fear to protect his brother, placing an officer in a headlock. She says the officer sustained minor injuries and no medical attention was required. The boys, who were 15 at the time and have developmental delays, both now face adult criminal charges, which the family claims are racially motivated.
If these were white children riding their bike trying to get home, the situation would have been handled very differently. I really believe that because these are black boys, this district attorney is using this situation to try to appear tough on crime in a way that is having an absolutely absurd result.
Black Grove adds the charges for one of the twins were originally dropped but then reinstated mid-August. While District Attorney Travis Page has not commented publicly, Emancipate NC is asking that the case be dismissed or at least be returned to juvenile court.
The next court date scheduled for August 31st at the Gaston County Courthouse. Finally, it has been a year since President Biden signed the $770 billion Inflation Reduction Act. Mark Moran lets us know in Montana that has meant new jobs in agriculture, investments in solar power, and even caps on prescription drug costs.
The bill was designed to create clean energy jobs, reduce pollution, and encourage businesses to move away from fossil fuel consumption. It has also provided new funding for agriculture conservation programs, bolstering soil health and water quality on Montana farms and ranches. But McKenna Sellers, who heads the Montana Renewable Energy Association, says the investments are having a trickle-down effect.
Now residential and small businesses can get 30% off the cost of their rooftop solar, batteries, or geothermal system.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.